You'll hear five short extracts in which people talk about a problem they had in their first few weeks in a new job. For questions 19 to 23, choose what problem, A to H, each speaker says they had. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Well, I work for an IT company, and I love it because it's really stimulating. I work hard, but the rewards are there. At the same time, it's quite laid back, at least where the dress code is concerned anyway. My first few weeks were great. My friend works in the adjoining building, so we often had lunch together. The problem was she had a longer lunch break than me, and I started wandering back a few minutes over the hour. I didn't think anyone would notice, but my colleague soon had a quiet word with me, in the nicest possible way, of course. I don't do that anymore.
Speaker 2.
My first job was for a finance company. I'd beaten off quite a few candidates to get the job, and I was riding high. I'd bought a new suit and briefcase and walked in there on the first day thinking, this is it. Now I'm going to show them what I'm made of. I thought I knew it all. I'd correct colleagues if they said something wrong, and I was always talking about what I'd learnt at university. Anyway, in my fourth week, the boss called me in and told me I'd done something that had lost the company quite a lot of money. I learnt a lot that day.
Speaker 3.
I worked for a small company locally. It was my first job back after maternity leave, and I was really glad to be back at work. I got on well with my colleagues, and the work was fine, but I really didn't like the boss. Anyway, I got quite friendly in the first few weeks with the receptionist. She was a nice young girl, very chatty. She asked me how I was getting on, and I said I really liked the job and everything, but not the boss. Stupid, I know. Anyway, it turns out that the receptionist was the boss's niece. Small world. I should have noticed their surnames were the same.
Speaker 4.
Well, I didn't really need the job in the supermarket. You know, I was retired and just wanted something to fill the time. Well, and the extra money was useful. I'd been a manager for an engineering company in the past, so I knew how things worked. I did my job, I was always on time, but I resented being told to do things that weren't in my job description, and I didn't think that was fair. I didn't say anything, but I think they knew I wasn't happy. In the end, I decided I didn't fit in. On reflection, I think retirement suits me better.
Speaker 5.
I've never been very confident, so I was really surprised when I was offered a job in a very posh law company. I decided to really show them that I was up to doing the job, but I went a bit too far, volunteering to do everything, taking clients' names and details home to memorise so I could greet them by name when they came in and so on. I overdid it, actually, because I wasn't being myself. After a few weeks, my colleagues told me to relax and that I was doing fine as I was. I didn't need to prove anything. I love my job now.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Well, I work for an IT company, and I love it because it's really stimulating. I work hard, but the rewards are there. At the same time, it's quite laid back, at least where the dress code is concerned anyway. My first few weeks were great. My friend works in the adjoining building, so we often had lunch together. The problem was she had a longer lunch break than me, and I started wandering back a few minutes over the hour. I didn't think anyone would notice, but my colleague soon had a quiet word with me, in the nicest possible way, of course. I don't do that anymore.
Speaker 2.
My first job was for a finance company. I'd beaten off quite a few candidates to get the job, and I was riding high. I'd bought a new suit and briefcase and walked in there on the first day thinking, this is it. Now I'm going to show them what I'm made of. I thought I knew it all. I'd correct colleagues if they said something wrong, and I was always talking about what I'd learnt at university. Anyway, in my fourth week, the boss called me in and told me I'd done something that had lost the company quite a lot of money. I learnt a lot that day.
Speaker 3.
I worked for a small company locally. It was my first job back after maternity leave, and I was really glad to be back at work. I got on well with my colleagues and the work was fine, but I really didn't like the boss. Anyway, I got quite friendly in the first few weeks with the receptionist. She was a nice young girl, very chatty. She asked me how I was getting on, and I said I really liked the job and everything, but not the boss. Stupid, I know. Anyway, it turns out that the receptionist was the boss's niece. Small world. I should have noticed their surnames were the same.
Speaker 4.
Well, I didn't really need the job in the supermarket. You know, I was retired and just wanted something to fill the time. Well, and the extra money was useful. I'd been a manager for an engineering company in the past, so I knew how things worked. I did my job, I was always on time, but I resented being told to do things that weren't in my job description, and I didn't think that was fair. I didn't say anything, but I think they knew I wasn't happy. In the end, I decided I didn't fit in. On reflection, I think retirement suits me better.
Speaker 5.
I've never been very confident, so I was really surprised when I was offered a job in a very posh law company. I decided to really show them that I was up to doing the job, but I went a bit too far, volunteering to do everything, taking clients' names and details home to memorise so I could greet them by name when they came in and so on. I overdid it, actually, because I wasn't being myself. After a few weeks, my colleagues told me to relax and that I was doing fine as I was. I didn't need to prove anything. I love my job now.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.